अर्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्बत्वामनुसन्दधावि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीं नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे पुल्लारविन्दायतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीपः प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो कामो दोक्ता गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्ससुधिर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूटमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं भीष्मद्रोणतता जयद्रथजला कान्धारनीलोत्पला शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामविकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोत्तीर्णा खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तकः केशवः पारासत्यवचः सरोजममलं गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटं नानाख्यानकेसरं हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितं लोके सज्जनषट्पदैरहरः पेपीयमानं मुदा भूयाद्भारतपङ्कजं कलिमलः प्रध्वंसि न श्रेयसे मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्दरुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तपैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितदत्कतेरमनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यां तं न विदुसुरा सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः निधये सर्वविद्यानां विषजे पवरोगिणां गुरवे सर्वलोकानां दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमः सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय I'm told I have to start from verse number 11, 13th chapter, correct? I know nobody was there in previous class, so it's okay. What? 13, 11. Adhyatvajnananityatvam Tatvajnanarthadarshanam Etat jnanamiti proktam. Jnanam yadatonyatha. Traditionally, Gita is divided into three shatkas. 666. From first to sixth chapter, the predominant topic is, who are you? Who am I? That is called Tvam Pada Pradhana. Then from seventh chapter, there is a change, and Bhagavan Lord talks about himself, what is Bhagavat Tattva, Tat Pradhana, what is Lord, what is Parameshwara, what is Ishvara Tattva. And now what we are going to study, the 13th chapter already started. The topic is different from 13 to 18, all the 6 chapter, is what is the relationship between me and the Lord. And all over the world, different religion present different relationship. Here it says both are basically identical. So that is called aikyam. Not to become one, not to bring a chain to become one. No, they are one non-dual. Jiva Ishwarayoho aikyam. Tat Tvam Pada aikyam. So, Mahavakya, which reveals identity, the sentence which reveals identity is called Mahavakya. From Upanishad, Tat Tvam Asi, you are that is you. In that, you is 1st to 6th, that is 7 to 12, and 13 to 18 is what? Asi, you are. Tat Jagat Karanam Brahma, Tvam Pancha Koshatitah Avastatraya Sakshi Sthula Sukshma Karana Sharira Vyatirikta Satchidananda Atma Tvam Asi Abba. That is said here. Between you and the Lord, the identity is revealed, and whoever reveals this identity is called Guru, is called teacher. So this is the chapter we have gone up to 12, means it's taken for granted, we know four padarthas. Four padarthas means four things we know. Who am I as I understand myself? Who am I as I am really is? Who is the Lord which I feel the all omniscient, all knowledge, that Lord? And the Lord in real sense, what the truth of that Lord? These two, four padartha, tvatpada vachyartha, tvampada vachyartha, tatpada lakshyartha, tvampada lakshyartha. These four words are clear to me. Then only you can go to 13th chapter where between you and the Lord there cannot be any identity, because why? Viruddha Svabhava. I am a small individual, he is all-pervading big. I know little. My knowledge is all limited and he is all knowledge. Between kinchitagya and sarvagya, there cannot be oneness possible. So between the vachyartha, there is aikyam is impossible. As I know myself as one of the person in this world, as the one who has brought this world into being, between these two, there is total difference, cannot be one. But there is oneness, not at vachyartha level, but as an implied meaning. Immediate meaning doesn't give, that is called lakshyartha. Lakshyartha is Satchidananda Brahma Aham. Lakshyartha of Ishwar also is Satchidananda Brahma. There are no two Satchidananda. Lord is also existence, knowledge, consciousness, that is limitless. So this identity is shown from 13th chapter. Up to 18th, we are going to say same thing in different model. Why this Aikyam Akhandartham is shown? That alone dispels the darkness, ignorance, mulavidya, and thereby bringing total freedom, amrutam ashnute, gains the deathlessness. Again, gneyam yattat pravakshyami yad gyatva amrutam ashnute. That is also said in this chapter. So it's considered very, very important chapter. This 13th chapter, and also in the beginning also Bhagavan says, Kshetragyam chapi mam vitti sarva kshetreshu bharata. That was the identity revealed there. Now after that, the Lord did one more thing also. For any knowledge to take place in the mind, mind required certain preparedness in keeping with what type of knowledge you are going to gain. In accordance with the Gneya Vastu, the knowledge of the Gneya Vastu, your mind required that type of preparation. If I know any knowledge in this world, any discipline of knowledge, then you require certain togetherness, certain interest, certain commitment, certain discipline of cause-effect, etc. Then you can study. You can study physics, you can study mathematics, you can study microbiology. All discipline of knowledge requires certain basic discipline I have, I can study that. But when it comes to this knowledge, self-knowledge, there the qualification necessary for knowledge to take place are totally different than aparavidya. Aparavidya means any other disciplines of knowledge. Why? The answer is, here what I want to know in other places, like I want to study geography, history, microbiology, oceanology, anything you want to study, what I want to study, understand, I don't want to become that. I want to just know and remain as I am and keep picking up those knowledge. Therefore, without bringing changing in me, I can study any discipline of knowledge. But here, in Brahma Vidya, when it comes to called spiritual knowledge, here, the person who wants to know, wants to become what it wants to know. I want to know Atma is complete. Atma is fullness, ananda, and I want to be also ananda. Therefore, the jnata, the pramata, what you want to know, the prameyam, object of knowledge, between these two, there is thing. The pramata want to be the prameya. Therefore, unless it undergoes certain changes, this knowledge will not take place. Therefore, we say, what iron in absolute measure, I should have same thing in relative measure. Atma is all quietude, shantaha, prashantaha, is silence. And that silence is not that which is replaced by disturbance. Shanti, ashanti. Now there is a silence and agitation came, the shanti is replaced. This is not a peace which is replaceable. The awareness is one which is always at peace, which is peace, in spite of mind is at rest or mind is agitated, not unperturbed, undisturbed, unconnected by those situation of the mind. That shanto aham, prashanta aham, purno aham. That is my nature. Now look, this is very important. So at relative level, if I know to remain more and more together, abiding mind, cheerful mind, that mind can discover absolute silence I am. A cheerful mind can alone discover the ananda, the fullness I am. A mind which is hating everything cannot know the ananda, love I am. Therefore, here one need to undergo a certain understanding and bringing certain change in oneself and to be on his own lap, that means, so that he can appreciate the real swarupa, the real nature of oneself. So here there is, we don't give, you can be what you are and still you can know yourself. No way. One has to do, therefore, jnana sadhanani. For knowledge to take place, certain means were talked all over Gita. Here, they were talked 20 of them. Two are remaining, 18 are finished. And I suppose you heard all of them. So, the supposition is so much here, okay? Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Kshantihi, Arjavam, Acharyopasanam, Saucham, Staidyam, Atma Vinigraha, Indriyarteshu Vairagyam, Anahankara Evacha, Janma Mrityu Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dosha Anudarsana, pepe, all that he went. And very important thing, all these values were unfolded. Even by Bhagavan Shankaracharya, by our Pujya Swamiji, if we don't understand the meaning, then assimilation is not possible. The value of the value has to be brought out very clearly by teacher. Then only is I'm able to bring it in my life, in my mind. So all that was talked. Now at the end of it, Bhagavan Krishna says two more values and finishes the topic. So we have reached up to that, okay? So all these values is embellishment of your mind. Like ahimsa. Ahimsa is non-violence. Nobody can say, I am going to do ahimsa, okay? You can't do ahimsa, okay? You can do what? Himsa. Let us start ahimsa. You can't start ahimsa. You can't start ahimsa. Why? Because ahimsa means absence of himsa. So you can do what you can do. Don't do himsa. It's ahimsa. Okay. That itself is there. So how to be not hurtful, that is to be understood. That whole area is taken. Then if I'm, the non-violence is there, there's no doing is there, then you, that mind can understand Atma is totally non-violent. It never hurts anything. It sustains everything. It blesses everything. That is my nature. So here, relatively mind has to become what absolute measure it is. Not mind, me. So here we start with this introduction. I'm sure whatever is to be said, I said. Now, here Bhagavan says, Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam. Yoga translation also, look at that also. Always dwelling upon knowledge centered on the self. Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. Keeping in view the purpose of knowledge of the truth. Now we'll see for these two last values talked here. What is Adhyatma Jnanam? Here, Adhyatma Jnanam is, Shankaracharya said, Atmadi Vishayam Jnanam. Adhyatma Jnanam. Atmani Adhikritya. See, one, these are beauty of Sanskrit. Anything within this body is called Adhyatma Jnanam. Knowledge about anything within the body, even if you are studying intestine, pancreas, Adhyatma. If you are studying your breathing system, Adhyatma. If you are studying psychology, what? Previously you did not know that so many problems are there. Now you know what? You brand your frame, you brand your mind. Oh, this type of thinking, I'm like that. So more problem you are creating, okay? Branding every type of thinking you have got. Previously you were a simple person, now you have got what? Lot of name for your thinking, okay? So this is called psychology also is her name. But here main thing is, not all of them, mere Adhyatma Jnanam is here, is that Atmanam Adhikrityam Pravruttam Adhyatmam. Second meaning is given, Gnayate Atma Tattvam Anena Iti Jnanam Adhyatmam. Gnayate Anena. The knowledge by which you know the real nature of yourself, which is not different from the Brahma Tattva, the limitless Brahman, that knowledge is called Adhyatmam. So, Gnayate Atma Tattvam, Aneneti Adhyatmam. Means what? Tat Jnanam is Vedanta Shastram. Where will you get all this knowledge about yourself? The knowledge is called Vedanta Shastram. If you look at Arsha Vidya Gurukulam, the institution stands for what? Vedanta and Sanskrit here. Okay, main thing is it. What is Vedanta? So, Veda, the source book of knowledge, revealed knowledge, and the last portion, that is called Vedantaha, Vedanamantaha. That last chapters are called Vedantaha. Every book has book and its last chapter. So why do you call book and last chapter of the book? They are included in that. Why? Because the topic in the first portion of the Veda and the last portion of the Veda are totally different. In the beginning, it talks about different means and ends. How to gain certain end and means are given. So there are means and end. Last chapter does not talk about means and end. It talks about who you are very clearly. It talks about the knowledge about oneself. And says very clearly, knowing which everything is as well known. Gaining which all that is to be gained is gained. All the Shruti, Arthavada also there. Therefore it talks about Paravidya. There is nothing to be gained after that. It is neither a means, neither an end, or you can say it is a means and it is an end also.
So this knowledge is different. They call paravidya, brahma vidya. Vedanta Shastra, when you study, when you learn from teacher, that is called adhyatma jnanam. Even in Gita, amongst all the knowledges, I am adhyatma vidya. Bhagavan has already said here. Now listen again. Adhyatma jnana. And how you to study adhyatma jnanam, he said, one who studies nitya bhavaha, nityatvam, constantly dwelling, exposing oneself to the self-knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Word nityam has to be understood. If I take shower every day, that is called what? Nityam. If I eat twice a day, nityam. Nityasnanam. If I study for 1 hour, it's called what? Nitya. Sanskrit, the word nitya and nirantara doesn't mean all the time. People make mistake. They always tell me, you have to think of Bhagavan, Lord, all the time. How possible? When you sleep or not in between? You always sleep, that is our problem. So anywhere you get chance, you sleep. That is my problem. So sleep is a must. When you are sleeping, how can you think of Lord? When you are eating, how can you think of Lord? When you are watching, today is what day? So that time... That's why you want to skip second class, I know. But so all that is there, how can you look at it? So there is time. You have to talk, you have to listen to, especially call from India, very important call, you have to listen to that. That time you can't think of Bhagavan. Before picking up, you can think of Narayan, Narayan, you can say. But afterward, you can't say Narayan, you have to listen to the guy very well. So all this thing is there. So lot of areas there, suppose somebody said, devotee is one who day and night repeat the name of Lord. Get me one, okay? Get me one. There is no devotee. Narada, Narada also does a lot of other jobs. That time he doesn't think Narayana, Narayana. He also forgets. He goes and talks to Kamsa and put him on a wrong track. He does all that thing. So, put him on a wrong track. So, Narada is helping something, whatever. So, this is Nitya Nirantara Adarena. This is you there. With certain respect or certain look up to it with certain sanctity, study this Vedanta Shastra day by day and without break. Nirantara means there is no antara. Every day you think. In India, when you teach Vedanta Shastra, certain days they don't study. Ashtami, Pratipada, and there's a Chaturdashi, Amavasya. So they get so many holidays in between. They call Anadhyayi. Anadhyayi means what? After 1 week, you get long weekend. That's called Anadhyayi. Correct? So they are very... And especially those who are studying Sanskrit, they will never study on Trayodashi. They will never study on 13th day. Trayodashi, they won't study. All these are that. But it doesn't mean you don't think about it. You can think, but you not touch book that day. And that is good for the teacher also. You get some holiday, okay? Otherwise, you know, you get some break. You need not take break, only you get so many break. Only 1 and 3rd Sunday, okay, you are here. If you are coming 1st and 3rd Sunday, they are called Sunday devotees. So they are also nitya. I can say I am always coming, regular. I am regular means what? 1st and 3rd Sunday. But there are still regular only 1st Sunday. There are regular only once in a 3 month. This is all different people have got different regularity, okay? There are a lot of people who are deciding to start a class or not. They call borderline cases, okay? Borderline cases, okay? Oh, it's good, but they are borderline cases, okay? So, regular means what? He studies every day or dwells upon that day by day without a break. Svadhyayo adhyatavyah. That is called in Shastra, Mimamsa Shastra, vidhi, niyama, and parisankhya, the three words are used. Vidhi is, unless it says you have to do it, you have to study, how will I know how to study? They are called vidhikam, ahar ahar sandhya mupasita. Do your sandhya bandhanam, morning evening prayers, day by day without giving break. Niyama what? Every day you do it. Parisankhya is what? Don't go for other program even in the afternoon. Day, morning, evening, you are not supposed to do anything, but you do sandhya vandana. Parisankhya, you remove a lot of other things also. This is called here vidhi. Nitya vidhi is there for what? Adhyatma Shastra. When you take up learning Vedanta, while preparing your mind, getting, maturing yourself, you are studying Vedanta, don't give break to that. Okay? Therefore, Bhagavan says, Adhyatma Gnana Nityatvam. How to study? So, constantly exposure and thinking about Vidya is required. To the teacher who teaches, you sit in the class, let listening happen. You don't start your parallel commentary, okay? We don't want that. When teaching is happening, you just sit, relax, and let knowledge teaching happen. That is called Nitya Vidhi. How it is possible? Then three things are said. Atma Vare Drashtavya. This self should be understood clearly. Shrotavya Mantavya Nididhyasitavya. Shrotavya means listen and properly come to a conclusion. This area means this only. Sarlingaihi Tatpatya Nishchaya Shravanam. Shravanam is not just listening. It is by all the following certain datum. You come conclusively understand this area means awareness is unconditioned by anything. Awareness is all fullness. I am Atma Purna. Like that by all linga, upakrama upasamhara. That is called Shravanam. When you listen anything, even you definitely come to a conclusion, there can be doubts later on. Once you listen, only doubts come. If you don't listen, no doubts are there. You are wonderful, okay? See, two people have got doubts. Who? See, two people don't have doubt also. One who doesn't know anything, and one knows totally, has no doubt. But in between fellows have got what? Doubts are there. Swamiji, you are telling awareness is limitless, but I don't feel like that. I feel what? Limited. You are telling Atma is eternal, but I feel what? I called my lawyer also. I am going to write about my will also. How can I be eternal? I have to kick the bucket one day. How can I be eternal? All doubts come. Then you resolve those doubts. Call what? Mananam. Yuktya. Shruti anukulena tarkena. Not giving a false logic, right logic using it and resolve the doubt. And there's certain orientation to resolve. I tell you to do all the things, lot of time, leisure is required. You're in the proximity of the teacher and this happens. It's called Adhyatma Gnana Nityatvam. So, exposing to the teaching, analyzing one's understanding. Whatever I have understood, may I make analysis of that also. Nitya Bhavaha, here Nitya Bhava is afterward is going to Nishtha. Nishtha is what? Nishtham is not establishing into that or all is not that. Stha gati nivritto. From that nitaram stiyate. Nishtham is what? A knowledge without doubt, error, and vagueness, that knowledge. Now further we go. Swamiji, what is the use of learning all that thing? That he answered, Tattva Gnana Darshana. Secondly, Shankaracharya says, Amanitvadinam Gnana Sadhananam Bhavana Bhavana Paripak Nimittam Tattva Gnanam Tasyartho Mokshaha Sansara Uparamaha Tasya Alochanam Tattva Gnanartha Darshanam. Now, a value understood, then assimilation has to happen. Like I understand simple value called ahimsa. I understand very clearly that I don't want to get hurt, then I should not hurt any life. Volitionally, I should not hurt. That's a value. Oral hurt is possible. Physical hurt is possible. Mentally also hurt is possible. And now this is, you are practicing slowly. And in that what happens? There are areas where very difficult. They say even to talk about others backbiting is also what? Backbiting is also what? Himsa. Because other person will not keep quiet. Whatever you talk to other guy, one thing you understand, you tell to your neighbor, please don't tell this thing to anybody. They say, Kate, I come to know about this person. Huh? No, no, I will not tell anybody. And by evening you find what? Whole New Jersey is bubbling with this news only. Why? When you cannot digest this secret, how this fellow is going to digest that secret? You said you don't tell, you can't keep quiet. How he is going to keep quiet? He is going to go and tell his husband immediately. And then slowly husband will tell to his wife. All over it will go. Therefore, whatever you talk about others, will get the same fellow will get a message also. This is what Swami was talking about you. Then all the consequences starts afterward. So you hurt them, they will hurt you. Now, how to practice? One thing is today, if we not required, keep learn to keep silence. That is the greatest blessing we can have to the mankind, okay? And speaking truth, this well discovered. Even talking lies also is hurt. Okay? If I give wrong information, I am hurting you. In India, one thing I find, you ask direction to anybody, they are enthusiastically, chale jao. They want to give you some direction and they feel happy and you are going in opposite direction, 100 kilometers you will go. But they will definitely give direction and something. He doesn't know. Without verifying which direction you are going and asking to go. If another thing, everybody is a doctor in India. You know that? If you, moment you become sick, everybody will come with medicine. And they will see that unless you eat that medicine, they won't go also. That's another problem. Therefore, my guru told me, I was telling Akhandanji Maharaj, he told me one thing, be careful. When you become sick, everybody will give medicine. And you'll become more sick because of all this medicine. So better go to consultant and ask, and he knows the area, he take his medicine. Not these facts around you, okay, don't follow them. And they will tell you, I become okay with this. You become okay, but I will become sick with that. Don't you know that? No, no, you try. Something will happen. This is also what? You don't know what is this medicine. You don't know how it works on this. What problem this fellow has got. Everybody I found in India, everybody tries certain medicine. When nothing works, they go to doctor. So doctor get always complicated cases, not simple cases. They tried so much. That is also what? Himsa. You are not sure about what you are going to give. You don't know what this fellow is suffering from. You see some symptoms and start giving. Self-medication is good or bad? Come on, you tell me. That is called silence here. Because we all do self-medication, correct? try this thing, kuch na kuch.
Therefore, talk less, say what you say should be what? The information, ritam vadishyami.
You got two vadishyami, satyam vadishyami, ritam vadishyami.
Let me speak what is truth. What is true? But let me verify. I think it is true. May not be true.
So there should be scripture to sanction what I say is right also.
Ritam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami.
You are very sure, but whole thing is wrong, correct?
Therefore, you are sure about this thing. That's right.
Therefore, that telling lies also is himself understand.
Gossiping is non-violence, correct?
Violence.
All the way, and I was really blessed with Pujya Swami Dayanandji Maharaj's teaching. It's so amazing. He always comes out with such a great insight. One day he said, highest form of violence is what? He asked the question. And he answered, highest form of violence is to be judgmental towards oneself and others is called highest form of violence. We all the time suffer because we judge ourselves. I could not fix up something, I'm not good. I did not get a result which I wanted. I'm a failure. Who told you I'm a failure? I know it very well. We judge ourselves and we judge what? Other people. All the time. He's useless. He's a rascal. We got names, very clear name. He's an enemy number 4. Let's call you God. There is no enemy outside. There's all this called what? Call him a donkey. Call him a donkey and hang it. Not right. So non-judgmental. So this is all non-violence. How to assimilate? It takes a lot of time. Now here he says very beautiful.
Amanitvadinam jnana sadhananam bhavana paripaka nimittam.
To mature those things, this self-knowledge helps. More and more you become clear about who you are, what the world is, what is the nature of the Lord, all the values gains a different dimension. Once they become more different dimensions, they get it, then clarity about the vastu, the Brahma Tattva also goes up and up. Therefore, Vedanta, one thing we say, even it's not accepted in a way. Knowledge does not take time. Ignorance goes like that immediately. Like the sunlight removes the darkness. But still we accept one fact. It's called growing clarity. The clarity about oneself always grows in time. Because the values are matured. The values you become yourself only. Therefore, who helps you to assimilate the value totally is self-knowledge only. Now you see how. Knowledge is yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pasyati. Sarva bhutastam atmanam sarva bhutani cha atmani. Pasyate yoga yuktatma. I take for granted because I think this class people are regular and for Gita they are regular. I'm quoting from where? Good. Sixth chapter of Mahabharata. So this all these things. More and more I see the self, the awareness I am, the awareness that you are, there are no two awarenesses. Undivided is awareness. And consciousness is the Lord also. So this consciousness of me and you and the Lord is one. So once I know you are not separate from me, I was practicing ahimsa. More and more I know you are not separate from me, then
hurting other is not even possible. When I cheat somebody, I think other fellow is stupid, I can cheat him. But when I know he's not separate from me, it's not possible also. So this adhyatma jnanam, I cannot hurt anything. Can the Ishvara hurt anything in this world? Everything is me. Like I understand, very simple example I can give you. In body politics, I know from top to the toe I am. Therefore, if I have got some problem in the knee and I hit with my hand, this knee useless, break it down, useless. Can I do like that? I got toe problem these days. I take a hammer and put on the toe. Why? The south of my body is creating problem. Cut it off. Protest. No. Kayo, protest. It doesn't happen because it is what? Me. My both the hand goes there. And toe is become so big also. And how nicely put your hand. Why? It is what? Me. Therefore, whole body is me. I cannot hurt any part. Neither I can positively love. Everything is me. The whole world is me. In that knowledge, all these values become different dimension. Now we take one more value. Manitvam. I take for granted you all know. Manitvam is what? You have certain quality. You earned that also. Others don't have. You are specialist in certain area. You have certain skill others don't have. You have got certain voice others don't have. Everybody's voice is specially to them only. Okay. That's your voice. And that voice is really melodious voice, and you know some music, and you studied very well. When you sing, it's vava. That's your speciality. You can dance well. Fine, speciality. You can talk well. Speciality. So everybody has got certain. Now, I have certain thing, manam, that called speciality, and I want others to recognize that, appreciate that, and give me due respect for that. That is called what? Manitvam. You always want others to know who am I. Don't you know who am I? No. Better no, ask my secretary, he will tell you who am I. Then do follow all the protocol and give me due respect. Don't you know who I am? I am from this royal family. Ah, but you came in an auto rickshaw. Yeah, that is our degradation. How can I accept you came from royal? It happened in Tamil Nadu, you know. He's from royal family, comes in a rickshaw. So, you are waiting for somebody, some big car to come. He comes in auto rickshaw. Nothing wrong, but don't you know I am from royal family? I got my blood is special blood. Okay. This is called you want to be appreciated by other, you know, all the time, you know. See, one thing happened to me. I was sitting in some place and somebody was eating with me 2-3 days. Every day we both were bump into each other, eat together and smile, hello, hello. I never knew who this guy is. And that guy also was very unassuming. Then they told me big name. And I never watched movies, so I don't know who this big name also. After telling all, there's no effect on me. You know, he's Rajinikanth. Huh? So what? Person. But see, unless you are told, you know he's what? Like any other person. And he was so good, he was also like any other person, behaved like that only. But, so what? So other person should recognize me, appreciate me, who am I? It doesn't happen. So, because of I have something, I demand respect. Some people may respect you today, because they are in good mood. Tomorrow what? Parvaille. I don't care for you. There are so many big fellows like that. Therefore you feel what? Hurt. Now look at it. Now this value gained a different reciprocated by what? Knowledge. All that in this world, everybody is given daktam, certain speciality everybody has got. And that is a Ishvara glory. This person can act well, glory. I can sing well, glory. I am not singing well, okay, I am just telling. I can sing well is also what? Glory. And when I sing, others suffer, that is also my special glory. Yeah. Wife asked the husband, how is my singing? He said, excellent. You should sing in radios and TVs. He said, why? Whenever I want, I can put it off afterward. That's all advantage. Glory. Every person is given glory. Now once I appreciate all that is here, Ishvara, whether I have or other person as God, it is all whose glory? Ishvara Vibhuti. Therefore all is Ishvara. I enjoy my Vibhuti as Ishvara Vibhuti. I enjoy your Vibhuti also as what? Ishvara Vibhuti. There is no competition. There is no jealousy. There is nothing to put down somebody. Neither to be proud of. Why? Vibhuti of Ishvara. Therefore here is said, Adhyatma Gnana Nityatvam will help you to own up this quality, this value called Amanitam very well. Because total picture is given. Dambitam is not possible. So all this is said here by Shankaracharya, how one reciprocate other. Both are what Swamiji says, one then more and more self-knowledge become clear and more clarity about oneself is there. This value become what? Not separate from you. Very beautiful thing he says. So, and what is the result? Amanitvadinam jnana sadhananam. What is the result? Tattva jnanam tasya artha. One thing we should not make mistake. One who has assimilated all the values is a mature person. First, I have to define who is a mature. A mature person is one who is aware of his duties, what is to be done, and can do what is to be done in all situations. What is becoming of him or her, very clear, and definitely do what is to be done. Second thing, there is no ripple of reaction from him or her because of this certain attitude and attitudinal change and understanding. Anger, gone. Jealousy, gone. Fear, gone. All these are gone. There is no reaction. There is only, if required, a right actions only are there. He is called a mature person. A mature person, one has to become, in whatever area of the world you are, I can relate to you if you are mature. I can trust you. When I come to you, I know you will talk sense and help me and make something. If I have to make a prayer and come to you all the time, I don't know how is the mood today. He is not a mature person, okay? This is a mature person. But maturity does not amount to self-knowledge. Maturity helps one to gain self-knowledge, but self-knowledge is not the result of maturity. If I have got amanitvam, doesn't mean I got self-knowledge. Adambitam, self-knowledge. Non-violence, not self-knowledge. Self-knowledge, one has to pursue separately for that. Therefore, spiritual knowledge, the vision of the life, the very goal of the life, one has to keep constantly in the mind. Therefore, he said, Tattva Gnanam, Tasyartha Moksha. What is the result of self-knowledge? Result of self-knowledge is knocking down the ignorance about oneself and the Lord. What is the result of that? That will bring the gaining of what? Amrutattvam, deathlessness. That means what? No more birth. No more cycle. That means what? All the pain will come to end once and for all. That means what? Freedom from all the bondage. Bondage is what? Unacceptable opinion about myself will come to end. That's called moksha. Moksha is not salvation. Remember, all Indians who remember, never ever translate the word moksha as salvation. One who is condemned requires salvation. In Sanskrit, the word moksha means bandha nivarane. Release from bondage. There is a bondage because of not understanding certain thing, and it is purely notional. Not really there is something you are tied on. It is purely notional, and that notions are all blasted in the wake of knowledge. Therefore, that is called release. Release from what? Unwanted bondage. That is called here moksha. And that can moksha sansara uparamaha. Sansara resolution happen. What is samsara? As long as I have hurt and guilt inside me, I will always attract what? Pain. What I should not have done, I did. What will be there? Guilt. And other's action can become what? Hurt. Come on. See, when I hurt others, it is guilt for me and hurt for other. When other hurts me is what? Guilt for them and hurt for me. Both creates pain. Now tell me, which is better between two, hurt and guilt? Huh? He's asking like that. In your home, what will you like to have? A cobra or a python? And both are problem. We don't know any one of them. So both are problem. And they are always together. Both the side of the coin. I am hurt. I feel guilty. Think of past, so much hurt and guilt. Therefore, this core person resolves once and for all. Kimaham saduna karavam, kimaham papam karavam iti. Why I did not do what I am supposed to do? Why I did all those things which I am not supposed to do? I knew it is wrong, but I keep doing. Why? This is called what? Hurt and guilt embedded in your memory. Release from that. Abba, sansara uparma kartutva bhoktrutva loka parloka gantrutva and parichinnatva. These four called samsara. The hurt me, the guilty me, the limited me, and the traveler. See, after death we travel. Without stopping, we travel all over. Now also we travel, but that is also travel. So that is called traveler to different places, to new bodies. This is called samsara. By this knowledge, samsara resolution happens. So, tasya alochanam. What I am really is, the spiritual thing. Tattva gnanartha darshanam. Tattva gnana phala alochanehi. Tas sadhanamushtane pravritti syad. Once you know the result very clearly, what the self-knowledge can give me, then only you take all the means for gaining self-knowledge. Unless the result is clear, you cannot work for it. You enroll yourself for certain discipline of knowledge in university. You know what the degree can give me, how I can employ that knowledge, then only you go for it. Here also, same thing is there. You go further. Now, Shankaracharya says, etat amanitvadi tattva gnanartha darshanantam uktam. All these values said so far, up to tattva gnanartha darshanam, etat 20. They are told 20. They are what? Jnanam. They are knowledge. How do you call them knowledge? Gnanarthatvat. Gnana utpatti karanatvat. They help you to gain knowledge. Hetu. Therefore, what is the cause that gives certain result? The result is gained, give the name for the cause also. You know all that in India, you go, railway station you go. In Bombay, I am standing on the railway station and they will make announcement. Delhi is on platform number 5. Ahmedabad is on platform number 2. Oh, so close now. And Surat in platform number 2, this is what? A train which is going to Delhi is called what? 5. Means it's called Hetu to reach Delhi. Correct? You go Port Authority, Stroudsburg. This is Stroudsburg bus. Means what? If you get in that bus, probably you will reach Stroudsburg. That's all meaning is that. So that's called meaning. So Hetu for Stroudsburg is called what? Stroudsburg. Therefore, one will help you to gain knowledge is called what? Knowledge itself. Therefore, he had said, Antaranga Sadhanam. See, we have got two types of sadhanam means. One is called Bahirangaha. Other is called Antarangaha. This one is external means, other are called internal. Viveka, Vairagya, Shama, Dama, Tapa, Uparati, Titiksha, Shraddha, all is called Bahiranga. What is Antaranga? Come on, help me. Karodpati, kaun banega? Swamiji, you are wonderful unless you don't ask question, okay? Antaranga sadhana. Shravana manana nididhyasana. Always remember. The shravana, listening to the scripture with the help of the teacher, according to the parampara, is called shravanam. There are books which help you do mananam also, like Brahma Sutra, etc., are for mananam. And there are books which help with Nididhyasana, Ashtavakra Gita, if you read, only for Nididhyasana. Or you do yourself also mananam. So, removing doubts. One thing is there, any knowledge should be free from doubt, okay? Therefore, clarity. Always work for clarity. Again, look into it and let your mind be clear in any area. Be clear. Then it works only. So, this is called as what? That Paul, jnana sadhanam. They are jnana sadhanani. Proktam jnanartatvat. Further, he is going to say, there are two type of help. One is called mukhya, other is called sahakari. Sahakari is secondary help. Now, typical example is given. In India, if you go, still they are making pot by what? On the wheel, you know, they pull, and they put the clay, and then there is a stick, there is some hole, you put in that hole and make the what? The wheel move, and one wheel move start walking, they make pot. Now tell me, what makes pot? Who is the cause for making pot? Number one, clay. Number two, pot maker. Number three, wheel also, danda also, danda means stick also, and they add gardaba also, the donkey also, he brings the clay. You require all, they are called what? Secondary. Correct? And primary is what? Clay and the pot maker. These are all secondary. Similarly, knowledge of self gives freedom. Amanitvadi is also what? Secondary. If they are there, it is easy for you to gain knowledge. Therefore, Sahakari, they will make it. Proktam prakarshena uktam. By whom? One Tikakara says, by Shruti Smriti Purana. This is said in all the Upanishad, all the Puranas, and all the Smriti Granthas. And here, Tikakara says, Maharshi Bihi. All the great seers have seen this thing. Jnanamiti. Antaranga sadhanam jnanasya upasambharati. Further we go. Now Bhagavan is making one most very clear. This is typical Gita. Say something positively and also viruddhartha also. Anyata yad ataha ajnanam. Opposite to this values, whatever is there, they are called what? These are called amanitvam is jnanam. Then manitvam is what? Ajnanam. Why is going to say ajnanam? Why? Vipadyena manitvam dambitvam hinsa ahimsa akshanti anarjama vityadi ajnanam. They are ignorance only. Number one, straight away meaning is that they keep you in ignorance. They never allow you to get rid of the ignorance also. Now if you look at all the values, and if the seeker is there, he may have in certain percentage, certain things will be there. Certain things he has to work out. Acharya upasanam, he has to work out. Staying with the teacher, expert to the teaching, service to the teacher, he has to do. But if these are totally absent, is called typical samsari purusha, extrovert person. And you can see this person walking and talking, everything, all that person is possessed, the egoistic personality, we call that, you know, egoistic personality always shows off, throwing his weight on others all the time. Why? Whatever this fellow has got, he is so proud of it. He says, don't you know who am I? The snobbishness is that manitvam. Other thing, what they don't have also they will show. They call what? Dambitvam. They don't mind hurting people, destroying them also for their own selfish end. Himsa. Full with all which is not said here, opposed to that, is all there. Therefore, mind which has got all this thing, which we don't really require, the mind has so many conflict inside, so much disturbance inside, so much jealousy inside, knowledge is never ever possible. Correct? Therefore, Duryodhana and party, you know, Duryodhana and party, Kamsa, Ravana, if you look at the Ravana, how he talks this fellow. When I'm going to suppose to give break now? Huh? Now time is break? Okay. We are always ready for break anyway. 1 minute, let me finish Ravana. Hanumanji went as a monkey. Any monkey is not Hanumanji, but Hanumanji took the form of monkey, okay? And destroyed so much. They put fire on his tail. And he, you know, the big story is all. Moment they want to tie the cloth and put oil and want to burn. And Ravana thought, this monkey loves the tail, let me teach him a lesson, all that thing. And his tail was to go more and more extend, like Tirupati line. It moment you stand, it goes on extending, big, 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 it become. And from every house they brought. And everybody came, the cloth and oil and everything. Hanumanji said, okay, let the, as though he doesn't know he's sitting. Then they put fire on that. Then Hanumanji did what? He decided, whoever gave me what, I should return back. So he gave me oil, I'll give fire back to them. Okay? They went and jumped all these houses. Whole Lanka, except Sita, Ashokvanam, everything was on fire. Now, Ravana knows one small monkey can do so much destruction. Then his wife, Mandodari. Mandodari means what, you know? What is the name of meaning Mandodari? Manda Udari, with no stomach, means so beautiful, not Lambodari. Not that one, not So she was so beautiful. She told him, don't you understand? One monkey destroyed so much, and they got thousands of bigger monkeys than this. Still, this fellow doesn't listen to that. So what? Monkey, I am afraid of monkey. Bandhati, don't you know this call what? So much dampitvam, manitvam, he has got all that thing. Can anybody teach Ravana anything? He can't learn. Why? Mind is full of all that thing. Therefore, here Shankaracharya says, Bhagavan Krishna says, etat anyata anyata ajnanam rajo tamo guna jatam. Purely rajas and tamas is there. Hinsa, akshanti, ityadi. That if you have all this in a traces also, better know them Pariharanaya. Pariharanaya means what? Sansara pravritti karanatvat. They keep your suffering on and on. So put end to them. And jnana pratibandhakam. They won't allow knowledge to take place. Pratibandhakam. Therefore, consciously get rid of them. That's the meaning here. With that, we come to end this class. Again, we'll meet in 10 minutes, okay? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.